This morning on WCHL, the state's 22nd death from the flu has been reported, and it's the first death of an infant. However, this year's flu season is focused on young and middle-aged adults, and UNC is stepping up its flu vaccine promotion.
It seems that the younger folks maybe don't have as much immunity to this virus.
OB Creek plans are still on, and just like previous focus areas, traffic is a major area of concern.
I would ask the council to not go to the next stage yet, but to make sure that the work is done to get the right information, get that information into the committee.
And we'll let you know why Hillsborough Hog Day is history. Big stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carb Road traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, Carolina's men's basketball team isn't giving up on the season. Roy Williams isn't, despite an 0-3 league start. And the UNC women jump 4 spots in this week's AP poll. And
what letter grade would you give the Carolina Panthers season?
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:05 at WCHL, 48 degrees in Chapel Hill. A cloudy day, rain likely, especially this morning. Our high today in the upper 50s. The H1N1 flu has caused an increase in flu-related deaths in North Carolina this year, with only 2 of the 21 deceased older than 65. And the university is reaching out now to its students to urge preventative care. Campus Health Services Executive Director Dr. Mary Covington says this is the same strand of flu that caused what was known as the swine flu epidemic back in 2009.
It seems that the younger folks maybe don't have as much immunity to this virus, and so it's particularly important that young and middle-aged people get vaccinated.
Campus Health Services flu shots are only open to students at the university. The clinic is open from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday during the academic year. However, Dr. Covington tells WCHL that now, in the heart of flu season, there are additional clinics open to all members of campus.
We're actually running 6 additional clinics and at convenient locations on campus, so that any faculty, staff, or student could go there and get a flu shot.
She says getting your flu shot is the most important preventative step during any flu season.
That's one of the most important preventative measures, and the other one is to wash your hands and practice good hand hygiene.
UNC Campus Health Services is located in the James Taylor Building, which sits between Keenan Football Stadium and UNC Hospitals. You can find contact information by reading this story on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. The Department of Health and Human Services reports North Carolina's first child death from flu for the 2013-2014 flu season. An infant in the eastern region of the state died on Monday because of complications associated with influenza. Although the infant was too young to get a flu vaccination, the tragic event emphasizes the need for everyone to take precautions. As we said last week, Department of Health and Human Services officials reported 21 deaths associated with seasonal influenza. And of those 21, 19 were young and middle-aged adults, most of whom had some kind of underlying medical condition. Only 2 people who have died have been reported to be 65 or over. Updated summary describing flu activity through January 11th will be released on Thursday of this week. Republicans in the North Carolina General Assembly have been hostile to the federal health care overhaul for years, and now their leaders are convening a committee to examine the law's effects upon North Carolina's economy and the insurance market. Senate Leader Phil Berger and House Speaker Tom Tillis announced on Monday the creation of a legislative panel to review the 2010 law. They say they want to know the real-world results of the law's mandates upon businesses and families, some of whom say they've lost coverage or seen higher premiums. The GOP-led legislature in 2011 directed the state to join a legal challenge to the federal law, but then Governor Bev Perdue vetoed that bill. Last year, Governor Pat McCrory signed a law blocking Medicaid expansion and a state-run online health marketplace allowed by the law. A Chapel Hill Town Council voted last night to move the OB Creek process forward, but they added a few new steps along the way. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more on the story.
More than 100 people packed the Chapel Hill Town Council's first business meeting of the new year to ask the council to adopt the recommendations of the OB Creek Compass Committee. Southern Chapel Hill resident Chris Bergstrom was one of 20 speakers to address the council.
Please show the citizens of this town that when you form a compass committee the way that you did, that you actually pay attention to what they're recommending. Show us it's not just a fig leaf. Demonstrate that you're really listening.
Concern centered on a 1.6 million square foot development plan put forward by developers at East West Partners for 124 acres along 15501 South. Developers, consultants, and the 17-member Compass Committee have spent the last 6 months exploring the Obie Creek proposal. But in the end, the committee decided the current plan is too big and too dense. They asked the council to pause the process until a smaller plan was offered for consideration. In addition, committee members and area residents worried that the town is not ready to move into the next phase of the process without more information on traffic and the economic impact of the plan. Here's Lee Nachman.
I would ask the council to not go to the next stage yet, but to make sure that the work is done to get the right information, get that information into the committee, not put the cart before the horse so that we can have a considered understanding of what the proposal is in the context of real data before you take the next phase.
However, town staffers and council members countered that data collection and analysis would be better suited to phase two. And although the second phase of the development agreement process has been labeled the negotiation phase, council members, including Jim Ward, stressed they had not yet made up their minds about the outcome.
If the impact in terms of the traffic volumes that this would generate are greater than we're willing to put up with, we can walk away from the table. I'm prepared to walk away from the table. So by moving to phase two does not mean that we are going to end up approving anything.
Council members agreed with residents asking for more checkpoints along the way, but stopped short of seconding the committee's call for a new concept plan. The council voted 8-1 to move into the second phase of the process, in which the technical team will work with developers and town staffers to revise the plan and explore how it will impact the surrounding area. At the end of that phase, the council will review the plan and vote whether or not to enter into direct negotiations with developers at East West Partners. The development agreement process is markedly different from the council's usual special use permit approval process. Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt told the crowd the council adopted the process in hopes of fostering greater dialogue and more transparency.
This is a significant change in process for a reason, and it's because the council wants continued community feedback in this project. If we desired a black box decision, we would have done it the old-fashioned way.
Town staffers estimate it'll take up to a year to conduct studies and draft a development agreement. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Carper Alderman will hear an update on the Orange County bus and rail plan when the board gets together tonight. Voters approved a half-cent sales tax back in 2012 that will partially fund the plan. Now, Triangle Transit is conducting environmental impact studies on possible routes from Chapel Hill to Durham in preparation for requesting federal funding for the light rail project. In addition, board members will sign off on the first budget for the town's new tourism authority. The group is funded with occupancy taxes from Carborough's first hotel, the Hampton Inn and Suites, which opened for business in the fall. The Tourism Authority will collect an estimated $61,000 next year to be spent on signs, parking, and events designed to draw more visitors to town. The Alderman will also revisit plans for the development of Martin Luther King Jr. Park, scheduled to take place in 2016. The board meets tonight at 7:30 at Carborough Town Hall. The Launch Business Incubator here in Chapel Hill has a reason to celebrate. Seven new ventures are moving into the space off Rosemary Street, meaning that three startups have graduated from the program. One of those flourishing ventures is Kiana Health, a business featured in our 2013 summer series spotlighting the companies of Launch. UNC graduate student Oka Oka, CEO of Kiana Health, says Launch was a game changer for the company, which he helped start with UNC professor Javed Mustafa.
One of the best things that we've done for the company is being part of the Launch. You know, it took us to the next level. They always make themselves available. We don't really need to make an actual appointment. They're dropping in all the time to check on us and helping us with anything we need.
Featured in the Wall Street Journal, Kiana Health is a software program that seeks to simplify the way patients communicate with their doctors. Launch program manager Dina Mills explains that the Impulsonic, Turnsmith, and Kiana Health have successfully completed the program by meeting funding and growth benchmarks. The venture has reached the revenue positive stage, and between those three companies, they've raised $1 million in funding. Kiana Health and All-Star of the incubator will be growing its staff in 2014. Oka says the company will double in size over the next several months, and he expects it will triple in size by the end of the year. The graduated startups are moving into Launch's newly acquired space at University Square with permission from the university. The businesses will be in those offices for the next 6 to 8 months and operate independently after that point.
They need another 6 to 8 months to solidify the customers they have, increase their revenue bases, and for some of them, they're in the process of signing venture or strategic funding now. So they're going into the multi-million range.
For the seven teams entering the incubator, the program offers an opportunity for intensive business plan development combined with mentorship from experienced entrepreneurs, Jim Kitchen, Chris Mumford, and Laura Zevelson, as well as a vast network of community business resources.
Working in launches, definitely working in a very high energy environment. People have these great ideas and they're trying to turn them into a reality.
Another mission of launch is to build the entrepreneurial community here in Chapel Hill.
And our other two big successes were, one, bringing a full day of Triangle Entrepreneurship Week activities to Chapelville. They'd never had a single event in Chapel Hill. We actually had five during that week. And then we also had the first Triangle Startup Weekend in Chapel Hill, which again was something that had been happening in the Triangle for years, but not in Chapel Hill.
15 startups in total, Mills says, are currently participating in the 22-week launch program. The incubator opened in the spring of 2013. WCHL News Time is 8:15. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Southern Rail, an eclectic mix of restaurant, the Station Bar and Beer Garden, and the Tiger Room. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carborough, home of the Benson Burger. All right, now here we go with the traffic. Ryan Northam is here.
Thank you very much, Ron. Traffic has been moving fairly smoothly today, and good start to our second day of the work week, and traffic moving just about the same right now. We are seeing a couple slowdowns out there. Heavy slowdowns, moderate to heavy, between NC86 and Manning Drive on 15501 northbound. 15501 northbound and southbound between Ephesus Church Road and Garrett Road through the I-40 interchange, seeing just minor to moderate delays there. Also NC54 eastbound and westbound between 15501 and I-40. Not moving too badly, but a little bit of a slowdown there as well. I-40 moving smoothly for the most part. We do have one accident past. That would be east of the I-540 interchange, an accident on I-40 westbound. So if you're heading in this direction, you see some slowdowns there. Heavy slowdowns back to Wade Avenue right now, and actually another accident just popped up. That is at the interchange of I-40 and Wade Avenue right in that area, and we are seeing some heavy slowdowns on I-40 westbound right now. So give yourself some extra time if that is your usual route of travel this morning. Otherwise, things more in the Chapel Hill Carborough area moving pretty smoothly right now. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Appreciate your keeping an eye on all of that stuff for us this morning.
Glad to do it.
Rand Northam, we'll be back in about half an hour on WCHL with another look at traffic, unless something unusual happens between now and then. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the very best-tasting fountain drinks in town. They're made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees over that great chewy ice. They're guaranteed to taste great, and you know what? They're only 79 cents, no matter how big. Cruisers, good to go. It is 48 degrees in Chapel Hill, 47 this morning in Carborough, mostly cloudy, rain likely to the tune of 70%, especially this morning. We have a big chance of rain, high today in the upper 50s. Tonight, mostly clear and cooler with a low down in the middle 30s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a slight chance of rain in the afternoon in the form of showers. Cooler temperatures, highs only about 48 degrees. And then tomorrow night, partly cloudy and cold with a low down in the middle 20s, so it'll dip below freezing. On Thursday, a sunny day, nice weather, but the high only in the middle 40s. So that's our forecast over the next couple of days. Kind of a mixed bag there. 8:17 at WCHL. Hate to be the bearer of bad news this morning, but there is no more Hillsborough Hog Day. The more than 30-year tradition of the Hillsborough Hog Day, which has brought festival goers from all across the state and sometimes even beyond to Orange County, has been canceled. WCHL's Rachel Nash spoke with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens to get his reaction to the decision and to find out exactly why this has happened.
I know a lot of people will miss it. But ultimately, the Chamber's Hog Day event was a Chamber fundraising. What I understand as they were looking at it, and you're asking the question, is the juice worth the squeeze?
That's Mayor Stevens. The Hillsborough Orange County Chamber of Commerce made the announcement Thursday. Hillsborough Hog Day, which was Orange County's largest festival incorporating food, music, and other activities, would have celebrated its 32nd anniversary this year.
The town didn't have much to do in terms of being involved with the decision-making about that, so I learned about it pretty much the way everybody else did.
The Hillsborough Orange County Chamber of Commerce is a private, nonprofit organization that does not receive funding from the government or public entities, according to the group's website. It is entirely supported by membership dues and private fundraising efforts.
They had a lot of effort going into it, but it was not raising a whole lot of money and actually maybe put them on the edge a couple times.
The town has helped the Hillsborough Hog Day Festival in the past by providing grants and trash pickup and police services, Stevens explained, but it does not have the resources to keep the event going.
I don't think, in fact, I must assure you the town is not going to step in and sort of take over the operations. There's not any events that the town really does. We don't have any staff for that.
Stevens says that while Hillsborough Hog Day generated attention and economic activity for Hillsborough, there are other events that will help engage the community, such as Last Friday's, the celebration of the automobile car show, and holiday events. However, Stevens added that the hog may live to see another day.
My understanding is that they would be glad to entertain partnering with another organization. If there's some other group that would like to see Hog Day continue.
Margaret Wood Cannell, the Chamber's executive director, said that Hillsborough Hog Day took a minimum of 6 months to plan and execute, according to a statement on their website. Cannell said that the Chamber has a two-person staff and a small band of volunteers, and that the time investment was, quote, huge, and that resources could be allocated instead to providing membership services and promoting economic growth. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Well, they've done a heck of a job with Hillsborough Hog Day over the years with only two people, members of the chamber staff, a lot of volunteers, and a lot of hard work and preparation. It's 8:20 at WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Let's talk a little Carolina basketball. Carolina men's basketball team is facing some extreme adversity this season. Starting out 0-3 in the ACC is a bit of a surprise, but head coach Roy Williams says all is not lost. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more on the story.
The brakes have seemingly been hit on the Carolina men's basketball season following a trio of ACC losses. However, head coach Roy Williams says he still maintains hope that, much like last year, his team will be able to supply some answers and turn things around.
A record, don't feel good about the way you've played, but yet you do have a great deal of confidence, great deal of hope that you can get things turned around. And you know, last year about this time we weren't feeling very good either, and maybe as good a turnaround as we've ever had, so there is a lot of hope.
With the success of the zone defense employed by both Miami and Syracuse in the past two contests, Coach Williams says he expects to see plenty more zone in the games to come, but that's not daunting him.
Oh, I would think so, and you know, I've loved it for 25 years. This is the first year in my entire coaching career that I haven't sat over there and started giggling when somebody went to zone. I mean, it really is, because we've always really done a nice job against it, and we've had guys make shots. But you got to do both things. You got to have an effective attack to it, and you've got to make shots. And
despite the less than desirable start to conference play, Coach Williams says there will be no quit in the Tar Heels. He says he likes when kids hurt. It lets him know they really do want more.
You got to put that junk behind you and go, next play, next play, next play, next game, whatever it is. You got to learn from your mistakes. I love it when kids hurt when they lose, because that means it does mean something to them, that they do care. And so now we've got to take it from that stage and learn things from our mistakes and keep trying, keep trying. You know, to me, you knock me down 10 times, I'm going to get up 11. And we've got to get that attitude over to the kids.
One of the weaknesses of this year's Carolina team is the inability to finish the plays inside when picking up fouls. Coach Williams says the old-fashioned three-point plays aren't being produced by his players because they're lacking the aggressive mindset of past UNC great Tyler Hansbrough.
Yeah, we are, and part of that is our fault, because we're not being tough enough to finish the play. Who had more three-point opportunities, the original old-fashioned three-point play opportunities, than anybody you've ever seen? Right. Tyler Hansbrough, you know, and because he focused on finishing the play. He didn't see a guy coming and flinch.
The Tar Heels will have plenty of time to regroup and collect themselves this week before facing Boston College on Saturday. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Duke is really difficult to beat on its home court, and Blue Devils almost always win there. Last night, they came awfully close to losing to Virginia. Virginia really put on a big comeback in the last 3 minutes of the game. Duke beat Virginia 69-65. Blue Devils now 13-4, 2-2 in ACC play. And in women's women's basketball. UNC women's basketball team now ranked number 9 in the country in the latest Associated Press poll released on Monday. Freshman sensation Diamond Shields has been named ACC Rookie of the Week. Carolina moved up 4 spots from number 13 in last week's rankings thanks to a pair of impressive wins over number 20 North Carolina State and number 17 Florida State. DeShields earned the honor for the second time this season by averaging 23 points and 8 rebounds in Tar Heel wins against Wolfpack and the Seminoles. DeShields and the Tar Heels will next take the court on Thursday, hosting the Clemson Tigers at 6 p.m. in Carmichael Arena. You can read the story and follow all the latest on Carolina women's basketball on WCHL's website at chapelboro.com. A lot of disappointing people around town and around the state. The Carolina Panthers fans, a day after losing at home to San Francisco in the NFC divisional playoffs, Panthers have turned their attention to doing something no other team in franchise history has ever done, reaching the playoffs in back-to-back seasons. Panthers have been to the playoffs 5 times in 18 seasons, but never in consecutive years. Panthers returned to the playoffs for the first time since 2008, going 12-4 in this season, winning the NFC South and capturing the number 2 seed in the playoffs. It all ended with a 23-10 loss to the 49ers in Charlotte this past Sunday, but Coach Ron Rivera still called it a very successful season, and indeed it was. Our Chansey's going to talk a little bit more about that. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports, 825. I'm Ron Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
What letter grade would you give the Carolina Panthers season? This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. The Panthers' playoff run ended with a thud Sunday and left their suddenly loyal legion of fans scratching their heads. Did the NFL Carolina really have a season worthy of finishing 12-4 and winning the NFC South Division? Or did they have a stretch when all the bad breaks they have gotten in the past turned good? Obviously, the Panthers are much improved. You can't be lucky and rally from a 1-3 start to win 11 of your last 12 games without playing good football. The Hardy, Johnson, Kuechly defense became one of the stoutest in the NFL, and Cam Newton improved enough to put or keep his team in a position to win. But the good fortune the Cats had over the last month resulted in one killer bad break. The Panthers caught San Francisco on Week 10 when the Niners were banged up and not playing well. Then they held off the Patriots at home on a controversial last play call. They rallied to beat a truly mediocre Miami team, caught the Saints outdoors where they are only average, and took advantage of Atlanta's surprisingly bad year by edging the Falcons in the Georgia Dome. The team that went into the last 2 weeks of the season with a chance to miss the playoffs completely found itself division champs and with a first-round bye. Just the way you want it to go, a week off to mend the injured and get ready for the playoffs. Unfortunately, the Panthers got the worst possible draw when the Saints suddenly found their outdoor game and won in Philly, leaving Carolina with a home date against the rejuvenated and revenge-minded 49ers. Fullback Mike Tolbert was outraged that the Panthers were underdogs at home, but those guys in Vegas know what they're doing when setting the odds. They factored in Carolina's sketchy play down the stretch, even in victory, and San Fran's playoff experience of being in 2 straight conference championship games and last year's Super Bowl, which they lost in literally the last snap. Given those odds, the Panthers had to play way above their heads, hoping to contain Colin Kaepernick and getting a great, not just good, game out of Newton. After leading 10-6 late in the second quarter, their luck ran out. Kaepernick figured out the Carolina D and produced 2 touchdowns and a 3rd field goal, while Newton faltered and some silly penalties proved fail. So in the end, I'd give the Cats a B for breakthrough. Let's see what they can do for an encore in 2014. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Will you be our neighbor? If you or someone you know is moving or building a home in Chapel Hill, Harrington Bank is your first stop in financing your new dream home. Harrington Bank offers competitive rates and products for construction loans, renovation loans, home equity loans, and refinancing options. Let's be neighbors and give us a call today. Harrington Bank is conveniently located at Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
This new tax code, all these separate forms, I'm really going to need help with my taxes this year.
Call Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
I'm ready to start my new business, but where do I start with all this paperwork?
Call Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
How can I be sure if my family's taken care of after I'm gone?
Call Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
Hi, this is David Huntoon of Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown. If you've got money challenges, our team of CPAs and advisors is ready to help you answer all of life's toughest financial questions.
Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
Our people make the difference.
You can tell a lot from a person's smile. A bright, beautiful smile projects happiness, confidence, and so much more. At Community Smiles in Chapel Hill, Dr. Gene Woods of Born and Bred Tar Heel has been helping people achieve the goal of a perfect smile for over 20 years. We handle virtually all types of general dentistry, including cosmetic dentistry, implants, and Philips Zoom teeth whitening. Follow us on Facebook or feel free to give us a call and schedule an appointment or visit us online at CommunitySmileNC.com. Community Smiles, where art and science meet. To make a beautiful smile for you.
It's a new year, which can only mean one thing. It's time for the 4th Annual Healthiest You Challenge presented by UNC Healthcare. Join WCHL, Chapelboro.com, along with UNC Healthcare and the UNC Wellness Center at Meadowmont as we bring back the challenge that has helped almost 200 people over the past 3 years lose weight and get active and healthy.
Each year, dozens of people just like you, right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community, sign up to become as healthy as they can be.
But the only way to be a challenger is to register. Visit chapelboro.com/healthiestyou and submit your registration by January 19th. We'll randomly select our 8 teams of 8 challengers each who will receive a free 6-week club membership at UNC Wellness Center, along with other great benefits. And that's just the start.
But hurry, limited spacing is available, so sign up now to ensure your spot in the 2014 Healthiest You Challenge.
You'll learn about healthy eating, living an active lifestyle, meal and grocery planning, and more. So visit chapelboro.com for more details and to sign up today to be a UNC Healthcare Healthiest You Challenger. Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Tar Heel Photo Booth. It's half off. Your option of 1 or 2 hour photo booth rental available now. Photo booths have become a must-have for every event and are perfect for weddings, class reunions, birthday parties, graduation parties, corporate events, or any other gathering. Photo strips make the perfect personal gift for your guests, and they'll always have something to remind them of your fabulous event. It's half off from Tar Heel Photo Booth. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
830 at WCHL, your Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecast brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service and Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. It is 46 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly cloudy. Rain likely today, 7 chances out of 10 it's going to rain, and an especially big chance of rain this morning. High today, about 58 degrees.
97.9 FM, WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelboro.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Who's signed up for health care coverage? Older Americans.
2.2 million Americans have enrolled in Obamacare through the end of December. And for the first time, we know the ratio of those consumers. Right now, 24% are aged 18 to 34, 33% 55 to 64.
White House correspondent Major Garrett says more younger enrollees are needed to pay into the system to keep it solvent.
Outside experts have said Obamacare economics only works if about 40% of those enrollees are in that category 18 to 34, younger, healthier people paying into the system. The administration at the highest levels say they have just enough of those young consumers in the system for Obamacare to survive economically.
The enrollment deadline for coverage is March 31st. Some younger workers might put off a decision, and those who don't sign up face tax penalties for remaining uninsured. Next month, February 15th, will be designated by the Obama administration as National Youth Enrollment Day. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL News, talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
47 degrees. It's a really cloudy day with a big chance of rain all day, especially this morning. High today, about 58. I'm Ron Stutz at WCHL. The H1N1 flu has caused an increase in flu-related deaths in North Carolina this year, with only 2 of the 21 deceased older than 65. UNC is reaching out to its students to urge preventative care. Campus Health Services Executive Director Dr. Mary Covington tells WCHL this is the same strand of flu that caused what was known as the swine flu epidemic back in 2009.
It seems that younger folks maybe don't have as much immunity to this virus, and so it's particularly important that young and middle-aged people get vaccinated.
UNC Campus Health Services flu shots are only open to students of the university. The clinic is open from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday during the academic year. However, Dr. Covington says now in the heart of flu season, there are additional clinics open to all members of campus.
We're actually running 6 additional clinics and at convenient locations on campus, so that any faculty, staff, or student could go there and get a flu shot.
She says getting your flu shot is the most important preventative step during any flu season.
That's one of the most important preventative measures, and the other one is to wash your hands and practice good hand hygiene.
UNC Campus Health Services is located in the James Taylor Building, which sits between Keenan Stadium and UNC Hospitals. You can find contact information by reading the story on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Republicans in the North Carolina General Assembly have been hostile to the federal health care overhaul for years. Now their leaders are convening a committee to examine the law's effects upon North Carolina's economy and insurance market. Senate Leader Phil Berger and House Speaker Tom Tillis announced on Monday the creation of a legislative panel to review the 2010 law. They say they want to know the real-world results of the law's mandates upon businesses and families, some of whom say they've lost coverage or seen higher premiums. The GOP-led legislature in 2011 directed the state to join a legal challenge to the federal law, but then Governor Bev Perdue vetoed that bill. Last year, Governor Pat McCrory signed a law blocking Medicaid expansion and a state-run online health marketplace allowed by the law. The Chapel Hill Town Council voted last night to move the Obie Creek process forward, but they added a few new steps along the way. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
More than 100 people packed the Chapel Hill Town Council's first business meeting of the new year to ask the council to adopt the recommendations of the Obie Creek Compass Committee. Southern Chapel Hill resident Chris Bergstrom was one of 20 speakers to address the council.
Please show the citizens of this town that when you form a Compass Committee the way that you did, that you actually pay attention to what they're recommending. Show us it's not just a fig leaf. Demonstrate that you're really listening.
Concern centered on a 1.6 million square foot development plan put forward by developers at East West Partners for 124 acres along 15501 South. Developers, consultants, and the 17-member Compass Committee have spent the last 6 months exploring the Obie Creek proposal. But in the end, the committee decided the current plan is too big and too dense. They asked the council to pause the process until a smaller plan was offered for consideration. In addition, committee members and area residents worried that the town is not ready to move into the next phase of the process without more information on traffic and the economic impact of the plan. Here's Lee Nachman.
I would ask the council to not go to the next stage yet, but to make sure that the work is done to get the right information, get that information into the committee, not put the cart before the horse so that we can have a considered understanding of what the proposal is in the context of real data before you take the next phase.
However, town staffers and council members countered that data collection and analysis would be better suited to phase two. And although the second phase of the development agreement process has been labeled the negotiation phase, council members, including Jim Ward, stressed they had not yet made up their minds about the outcome.
If the impact in terms of the traffic volumes that this would generate are greater than we're willing to put up with, we can walk away from the table. I'm prepared to walk away from the table. So by moving to phase two does not mean that we are going to end up approving anything.
Council members agreed with residents asking for more checkpoints along the way, but stopped short of seconding the committee's call for a new concept plan. The council voted 8-1 to move into the second phase of the process, in which the technical team will work with developers and town staffers to revise the plan and explore how it will impact the surrounding area. At the end of that phase, the council will review the plan and vote whether or not to enter into direct negotiations with developers at East West Partners. The development agreement process is markedly different from the council's usual special use permit approval process. Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt told the crowd the council adopted the process in hopes of fostering greater dialogue and more transparency.
This is a significant change in process for a reason, and it's because the council wants continued community feedback in this project. If we desired a black box decision, we would have done it the old-fashioned way.
Town staffers estimate it'll take up to a year to conduct studies and draft a development agreement. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Carver Alderman will hear an update on the Orange County bus and rail plan when the board meets tonight. Voters approved a half-cent sales tax back in 2012 that will partially fund the plan. Now Triangle Transit is conducting environmental impact studies on possible routes from Chapel Hill to Durham in preparation for requesting federal funding for the light rail project. In addition, board members will sign off for the first budget for the town's new tourism authority. The group is funded with occupancy taxes from Carver's first hotel, the Hampton Inn and Suites, which opened for business in the fall. The Tourism Authority will collect an estimated $61,000 next year to be spent on signs, parking, and events designed to draw more visitors to town. The Alderman will also revisit plans for the development of Martin Luther King Jr. Park, scheduled to take place in 2016. The board will meet tonight at 7:30 at Carrboro Town Hall. This quick reminder that it's a new year, and at WCHL, that means it's time for the fourth annual Healthiest You Challenge presented by UNC Healthcare. That's right, our annual six-week-long health and wellness challenge is here again, and registration is officially open. This has been so much fun over the years, and it's helped so many people. For 6 weeks, you will have access to the amazing facilities, services, and staff at the UNC Wellness Centers at Metamod and their new location in Cary, as well as the support of a great team and great coaches. Now, we can only accept 64 participants in all, and they will be randomly selected from all the entries that we receive. And people really register for this thing because everybody wants to get in. Visit chapelboro.com/healthiestyou to enter today and get your entry in before Sunday. Sunday will be the deadline. Good luck, and here's to the healthiest you in 2014. Fred Black has today's commentary. On the way, he says, we're in danger of losing some very good teachers in our state because of the actions of the North Carolina General Assembly. And Fred says, we just can't let that happen.
This is John O'Neill of O'Neill's Clothing with a New Year's resolution that's easy to keep. Men should always dress with style, class, and panache. And the easiest way to make that resolution a reality is to shop the annual winter sale at O'Neill's Clothing in University Mall. For the best in suits, sport coats, pants, sweaters, sportswear, and outerwear, all at the best prices. It's going on now at O'Neill's Clothing in University Mall. O'Neill's Clothing, keeping men in style since 1985.
Mama Div's Kitchen, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1976, is a one-of-a-kind family restaurant serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Mama Div's Southern-style menu features your choice of 18 fresh vegetables, homemade breads and desserts, and entrees to die for, including Mama Div's famous fried chicken, voted best in America by Food & Wine Online. And this fall, you can order picnic baskets for tailgating. For yours, call Mama Div's at 942-5837 or go to MamaDips.com.
Okay, I'm all set for a full Saturday of kitchen remodeling. Step one, fix the countertop. Step two, update those cabinets. That's okay, it's under warranty. Step three, modernize the floor. My wife's gonna kill me.
Hi, I'm Bill Cederberg of Cederberg Kitchens and Additions. Why tackle remodeling yourself? Let Cederberg Kitchens and Additions guide you through the whole process. Visit us at CederbergKitchens.com.
If you're over 60 and young at heart, you're looking for more than just a place to live out your years. You're looking for the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Our unique community in Metamot offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles, so you can pursue other goals and also enjoy the peace of mind of having a continuing health care plan in place. Make your next chapter in life your best chapter. Call us to learn more about the Cedars. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
Do you want to feel good and help raise $15,000 to help feed local hungry kids? You can help Table, a nonprofit that feeds local hungry kids, win a technology grant that will help Table staff and volunteers become more efficient and feed more kids. Vote for Table today by going to tablenc.org and click on the vote button. You can vote today and every day until January 26th. Tell your family and friends to go to tablenc.org and vote for Table. Feel good and feed kids. Thanks, WCHL, for caring.
All day and all night, 97.9 FM, WCHL is your source for breaking news, up-to-the-minute weather, and all kinds of information on our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, and instantly live streaming on chapelboro.com. There's an app for that. Now, back to Ron Stutz.
842 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the Commentators.
This is Fred Black. One of the interesting ramifications as growing up as a kid in the military, or typically what's called an Army brat, was that we moved a lot. Moving meant leaving friends and places you grew accustomed to, and of course, changing schools. From kindergarten to high school graduation, I attended 10 schools. I did 8th grade in 2 different locations and attended 3 high schools for my 4 years. Fortunately, my junior and senior year were in the same school, so that was at least some stability. My parents were very involved in our education and never let relocations be used as an excuse for poor performance. But thankfully, I remember that the majority of my teachers were great educators who cared and ensured that we achieved in the classroom regardless of when we joined the class. Those great teachers prepared us well, and our education prepared us for college. I now worry that our local kids might not have the opportunity to learn from committed, skilled, and enthusiastic teachers in the days ahead because of the actions by the General Assembly. Will we be able to retain our best educators given the salary issues, the loss of advanced degree incentives, decreasing school budgets, and the workloads we ask teachers to carry? Some considered us Army brats disadvantaged because of the constant moving, but the advantage that at least I had at every single school was top-flight educators. I hope all citizens get engaged and involved and push for policy reforms. Our kids deserve to be able to say that they had great teachers and not what a bad law might leave them with. This is Fred Black.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Why is R&R Grill the best dining and drinking experience in downtown Chapel Hill? Start with the weekly food specials. From fresh ground burgers to prime cut ribeye steaks, everything made in R&R's Scratch Kitchen is from local ingredients. Daily drink specials and a wide selection of beer and wine will satisfy all tastes and toasts. Whether it's an intimate dinner, a small party, or a larger private event, R&R has it down. Just drop by or call 919-240-4411 for your reservation.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Most people who go into business selling office equipment do it for 2 weeks and then move on. I've been in the office equipment business for 10 years and I'm still going strong. I love connecting with people and I love my job. Courtesy calls, follow-up emails, I want to talk with you and I want to make sure you're happy. And if you're not happy, then neither am I. I'm Blake Smith and I'm with CEI, the source in the triangle for your office equipment needs since 1957. Visit me online at copycei.com. You'll be glad you did, and so will your office.
Hey, this is Dan Patrick from my friends at the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. The group recently opened a new restaurant. It's called Page Road Grill. Great place to meet friends in the middle of the triangle. They got fantastic southern cuisine. They got 20 beers on tap, plenty of parking, but they also offer a full catering menu. And they can handle any and all of your catering needs. They can do a small office event or cocktail party, or they can go big. They've actually catered events for over 1,000 folks. They can provide lunch and dinner buffets with feature menu selections from their award-winning restaurants. Mez, Squids, 411 West, 518 West, or Spanky's. They can also do boxed breakfasts or lunches or elegant dinner parties. And, of course, they offer an incredible selection of hors d'oeuvres and appetizers that will make any gathering a culinary success. There's only one problem they need to address. They don't go out of state, so they can't deliver to my man cave here. PageRoadGrill.com or click on catering. That's PageRoadGrill.com. PageRoadGrill.com.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for nudging me there. Time now. I appreciate that. It's 8:47 at WCHL. Time to take a look at your traffic and weather together. Thank you to Rand Northam for waking me up this morning.
Wake me up before you go.
Well, don't put that song in my head. Oh, my God. Any song
to leave me hanging on like a yo-yo.
Any song in the library, man.
I got to change my outfit if I'm going to be singing that.
Man.
Get an earring.
Yeah, you're gonna have to get out of here is what you're gonna have to do. Don't hang around me today. Now you've got it planted in my head, I'll never be able to get it out. It's time now. Wham! Time now for traffic brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. If you need an engagement ring or that custom piece you've been dreaming of, Grimble Jewelers is there for you. You can maybe get Berkeley Grimble to sing Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's, in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road next to Whole Foods. Oh, my goodness. Here we go with traffic. I could have gone all month without hearing that. Here's Rand Northup.
Well, I do have to get a little more serious here. We do have some problems on the roadways right now. An accident right around the I-540 interchange. This is I-40 westbound, causing heavy, heavy delays back to the Wade Avenue exit, where there is another accident. Accident causing heavy delays. That all the way back to the US 1 exit, where there is another accident and causing problems on US 1, 440, that area, and I-40 eastbound and westbound. A lot of problems on I-40, so if you're heading this direction on I-40, give yourself some extra time to travel and really might find an alternate route to head through Cary. You'll probably make it here quicker, for sure.
That's terrible.
In Orange County, though, things moving fairly smoothly. 15501 northbound between Ephesus Church Road and Garrett Road, seeing some delays right now. Minor to moderate delays right there, but also NC-54 heading eastbound, seeing moderate to heavy delays between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely, and we ask that you always wake me up before you go-go.
I'm going to try to substitute something else in there. But you got to have faith. That's a much better song.
Nice. That's a good one.
Yeah, not bad. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you later on. You've scarred me for the rest of the day. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Nothing beats Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings, plus their fresh-cut Idaho fries. Five Guys, Manamut Village in Chapel Hill. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, 48 degrees now. Mostly cloudy today, rain likely. 70% chance of rain today. 7 chances out of 10, mainly this morning. Our high temperature today in the upper 50s. Tonight we're looking at mostly clear skies and cooler with a low down around 35. And then tomorrow, partly sunny with a 20% chance of rain showers. Cooler temperatures, highs in the upper 40s. Again, about where they are right now, I guess. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy and cold with a low in the middle 20s. And then on Thursday, sunny with a high in the mid 40s. It is 8:50 at WCHL. Good morning.
Hi, this is Michelle at the Carolina Inn, inviting you to join the wedding professionals of the Carolina Inn on Sunday, January 26th for an elegant afternoon with the most creative and experienced wedding vendors in the area. Our luxury bridal showcase will allow you to sample cake from several bakeries, hold bouquets of flowers in your hands, listen to music, and see the most exquisite wedding gowns from top couture designers. All inspiration for your perfect day. Tickets are available at CarolinaInnBridalShowcase.com.
As bright fall days slide into frosty winter nights, the good cooking at Glass Half Full Restaurant and Wine Bar will warm your soul. How about a bowl of savory lentil soup to chase the chill? Freshly rolled beet pasta makes splendid lasagna. Does duck confit or braised lamb shank with root vegetables pair nicely with a glass of assertive red wine? Cold weather makes me hungry. Come to Glass Half Full in downtown Carborough for lunch or dinner and see what's cooking now.
James Hopes just called in with the word of the day on WCHL. Also let us know about a traffic accident. He has now just become a WCHL road warrior. There is an accident on Highway 86 as you get ready to go into Hillsboro, right before, when you're coming from Chapel Hill, right before you get to the intersection with I-85. A two-car accident there. Nobody on the scene taking care of that now. Just avoid that area if you can. That is Highway 86 north of Chapel Hill as you get ready to go into Hillsboro, right before you get to the intersection with 85. And James knows the word of the day today. It is panino, a sandwich made with Italian bread and toasted panino. That's our word, P-A-N-I-N-O. James Hosh gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Thank you very much, and we'll have another word of the day for you tomorrow morning.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know your home-based business may not be covered by your homeowner's insurance? Many people have started a home-based business, but there's strict guidelines between homeowners and business insurance policies. Business pursuits within the home or conducted in a detached structure are excluded from the standard homeowner's policy. Don't assume your home-based business is covered for property liability. Call High & Rubish at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
8:53 at WCHL. Katie McClure is here, and I knew she was coming a little bit behind schedule because she got caught in traffic this morning. Katie McClure is here from Pause Forever. How are you this morning, Katie?
I am well. How are you, Ron?
All right. Tell me about this little dog you just brought in here.
Well, I'm traveling with a rock star today. This is Uncle Billy.
Uncle Billy.
He is a Yorkie.
Uh-huh.
And we don't get as many Yorkies at our shelter as you might think, but he is only about 12 pounds. Maybe
uh-huh.
He's a little guy.
Uh-huh.
And he's about 5 years old.
Really cool.
Cute as a button.
Yeah.
And available for adoption at Pause Forever.
Well, how did you get him? What's the story on him?
Well, he came in, like all our animals, he came in through one of the county shelters. I believe he came in through Chatham.
Uh-huh.
Now, he is, even though he's five, he's very energetic and youthful. And I will tell you, he does not really enjoy the company of other dogs.
Really?
He might be okay with another small dog. We'd have to test that out, but he does not enjoy the company of other large dogs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What about
because he's so teeny weeny himself.
What about small children and what about cats?
Well, he's okay with kids. He doesn't, you know, he's not in any way problematic with kids.
Mm-hmm.
But cats, I don't know. I'm not sure about cats. We'd have to ask our staff about cats.
Yeah. Okay.
He's a spunky little thing.
Describe him, if you will. Take just a moment to describe his appearance.
He looks like a full-blooded Yorkie. He's mm-hmm. incredibly cute. Maybe needs a little grooming.
Yeah.
And he's very loving and friendly and energetic and loves to hang out with his people.
Huh?
Comes running when you call him. Loves to eat. He's a happy, happy dog.
Wow.
But like I said, he will need to be in probably a home with without any other dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure about cats.
Mm-hmm.
But people can come out to Pause Forever anytime we're open and hang out with Uncle Billy. We have we have 50 acres out there, so you can take him out to one of our play pens and see how he does. And you can call and talk to our staff about other details about him.
I got a question for you. Now, since he came in from a shelter, you guys gave him that name, right?
Uncle Billy, yes, yes. I don't know what his name was before.
I think that's a cool name.
Yeah.
Did you come up with that one?
I think he's the namesake of one of our staff's uncles, Uncle Billy. Now, do I know anything about their Uncle Billy? No, I don't. But it is a high honor. I tell you, Ron, it is a high honor to be named. For somebody to be named after, for a dog to be named after a person.
Yeah.
And you were one time, as you may recall.
I know. You named a dog DJ Ron.
That's right.
He was just a little bit too much of a puppy for me at that stage.
Yeah, he was a toe pup. Yeah,
yeah.
He was a pup.
But, you know, keep looking.
Oh, he's long gone. He's gone to a fine home. Yeah,
I know.
He's fine.
Uncle Billy, we're going to get to somebody's home. It's going to be his new permanent home. And Uncle Billy is a good dog, that's for sure. And what else you want to talk about today, Katie?
Well, I did want to mention this a very, very fun thing coming up on February 28th. It's our Mardi Gras festivity. It's a fundraiser for Pause Forever on February 28th, and it's going to be Mardi Gras theme, masks, food, auction, great music. We have Liquid Pleasure.
Oh!
Liquid Pleasure. I know.
Yeah.
They are the hottest thing.
Oh, that'll be fun.
So it will be a great party. And if you'd like to know more about our fundraiser, it'll be on our website. But remember, save the date, February 28th in the evening.
Mm-hmm. And you'd have to wear Mardi Gras beads?
You can if you want to. We're going to provide masks. So you need to come and get yourself a mask.
I need one of those just for general purposes. But thank you so much for coming in here. I know you had to brave some traffic situations this morning.
Oh, I appreciate you guys waiting and being patient because Uncle Billy and I were doing our best.
Yeah, Uncle Billy is, we're going to get a picture of Uncle Billy, put him on our website, also put him on our Facebook page, and doggone it, we're going to find Uncle Billy a home.
Perfect.
Because he deserves it. And if you want to find out more about him, you can go to the website, which is
pauseforever.org. And that's a number 4.
Exactly.
Pauseforever.org. And we welcome visitors whenever we're open. You can come mm-hmm. meet him in person and see the other cats and dogs.
Pauseforever.org. And Katie McClure here doing the honors along with Uncle Billy. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ron. You do great work for us. We appreciate it so much.
And as Adopt-A-Pet for your Tuesday, it is 8:58 at WCHL.
Elmo's Diner is committed to providing the very best food and service in a warm, friendly, clean setting. It is our responsibility to treat our customers and coworkers with respect and to conduct ourselves in a courteous and professional manner at all times. It's not our goal to match industry standards. Our goal is to set the standard and to become the model for others. Like a true diner, we serve homemade food and breakfast all the time. We like to think we've got a little bit of everything for everybody. When life demands more than just breakfast, come back to see us at Elmo's Diner in Carmel Mall.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much about...
If you don't know much about your dream job, make a change today at Durham Tech. This is Penny Gluck, Executive Dean at Durham Tech's Orange County campus. We've got continuing education classes, vocational training, and degree programs to get you started on your new career. Check out our website for our new course catalog at durhamtech.edu to start your new life today. Durham Tech, your future begins now.
What a wonderful world this would be.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Tar Heel Photo Booth. It's half off. Your option of 1 or 2 hour photo booth rental available now. Photo booths have become a must-have for every event and are perfect for weddings, class reunions, birthday parties, graduation parties, corporate events, or any other gathering. Photo strips make the perfect personal gift for your guests, and they'll always have something to remind them of your fabulous event. It's half off from Tar Heel Photo Booth. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at DurhamTech.edu.
Going to be a cloudy day today, 48 degrees right now. Look for a high today in the upper 50s, 70% chance of rain.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community. Chapel Hill, where business is commerce plus.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. A fresh report on the economy is out, and it's subject to interpretation. The government says December retail sales eked out a small gain, but most of that was the result of a big dip in car sales. Take that out of the picture, and core sales were up a healthy 0.7%. Economist Gus Fauché believes that's a good omen.
We saw a decent sales gain. We saw increases in some segments, declines in others. But, you know, once we take out auto sales, I think overall consumers were spending pretty well, and I think that momentum will carry into 2014.
A 71-year-old retired police captain's facing a murder charge for allegedly shooting the man sitting in front of him at a suburban Tampa Bay movie theater. The dead man apparently annoyed the ex-policeman by texting during previews.
Voices start going up. There seems to be almost a confrontation. Somebody throws popcorn.